With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The National Transportation Safety Board held a press briefing at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport on the fatal collision involving a passenger jet and a military Black Hawk helicopter that killed 67 people. NTSB member Todd Inman says investigators do not yet know what happened.
We don't know what we know just yet. We do not know enough facts to be able to rule in or out human factor, mechanical factors. That is part of the NTSB investigative process.
There were 60 passengers, four crew members on the American Airlines flight, and three soldiers aboard the training flight on the Black Hawk helicopter. Authorities say there were no survivors. The two black boxes from the collision have been recovered. They're now reportedly on the way to the National Transportation Safety Board lab. The NTSB earlier in the day said it will work to have a report ready within a month on the crash investigation. Also at SRNnews.com, Kansas Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran expressed heartbreak over the airline disaster near Reagan National. Bob Agnew reports.
The two U.S. senators held a press conference in which Senator Marshall described the disaster as a heartbreak beyond measure. The two had little to say but that they wanted to share their love, caring, and unity with the people of Kansas. Said Marshall, "When one person dies, it's a tragedy. But when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow." Bob Agnew reporting.
Labor unions file a lawsuit against the Trump administration to stop an executive order reclassifying some federal employees. President Trump signed an order reinstating the Schedule F classification for federal workers and certain policy-influencing positions. The classification enacted during the first Trump administration removed some of the protections that prevent federal employees from being easily fired. This is SRN News. We're now learning more about where our tax dollars went under Joe Biden.
The White House says shortly after taking office, Mr. Trump discovered that former President Biden had signed off on a plan to send $50 million worth of male contraceptives to the people of Gaza. President Trump has killed that program before it could get off the ground. The Biden administration was known for spending large amounts of taxpayer dollars to promote contraception in foreign lands, but this latest incident seems to have caught everyone off guard. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first lawsuit's been filed against President Trump's executive order revising policy on transgender troops. Six active duty service members posing as the opposite sex and two former service members seeking reenlistment have filed suit in federal court in Washington. The president's order sets the stage for an across-the-board ban on transgender troops in the armed forces. This is SRN News. New York City police are hunting for a group of people who took a subway train on a joyride last weekend.
The NYPD has released photos of six individuals said to have commandeered an unoccupied R train in Queens. Police are offering a reward of up to $3,500 for any information about the suspects who are wanted for reckless endangerment. The department says the joyride began around 10 p.m. Saturday. It doesn't say how long it lasted. Police say the suspects damaged glass panels on the train's camera. Rich Thomason reporting.
NFL announces its lowest number of concussions for a full season since the league started tracking the injury in 2015. There were 182 concussions in 2024 during practices and games. The amount of concussions was down 17% from 219 in 2023. More details at srnnews.com.